to action item number 8, report and possible discussion on water facility and residential water use agreements for Brazos River Authority Lakes, Riley Woods and John Hawes.
Okay, like the previous agenda item, this one is not an action item. This is another one we're going to be putting out to the public for about 60 days, get their comment, process that, and hopefully come back to y'all in October with a recommendation. I guess we can go to the next slide. What this is about is our on-water facility and residential water permits. New regulations were adopted actually back in 2006 regarding our on-water facilities. Those are docks and that type of item on each of the lakes. And we've been in the process of updating our permits to reflect these new regulations and so forth. And so that's pretty much what this is about. We've gone on ahead because there's such a close association with the on-water facility permit, the residential water permit. We just updated it to be consistent so that the forms would be consistent with each other. There were little items in each of the forms that just needed to be a little bit more clear than our old forms had. Probably the most significant change, though, that's going to be in this form is we're proposing to add an application fee. Currently, we do not charge an application fee for processing requests to do a new on-water facility or a water permit, and quite a bit of work actually goes into processing those permit requests. Going out and inspecting sites usually involves multiple trips and so forth, and it can be quite a costly endeavor. That's the reason we're looking at introducing a new fee. Go on to the next slide. Here's the instances that application fee would come into effect. When you apply for a new permit, when they transfer a permit, because we've got to go out and do inspections, and you've got to go through on a transfer, they've got to resubmit and get a new permit and so forth. And then any request to modify a facility also, sort of the same circumstances. We've got to go through all the same paperwork and administrative fees, but it would be one-time fees for each of those type incidents. An important point to point out is there's also annual fees associated with our on-water facilities and our residential water permits. Those fees were not designed to take into account the administrative costs of actually issuing the permit and doing inspections and that type of thing. Those fees are strictly for the allowing the exclusive use of a portion of the lake for their private purposes. And then in the case of the water permit, the exclusive ability to take water from the lake and use it for residential purposes. Here, the fees that we're proposing right now based upon the average time that it generally takes to do these inspections, $75 for an on-water facility and $25 for a residential water permit. And that'll an estimated annual recovery of about $15,000 to $20,000, and that all really depends upon how many transfers and new permits occur in a given year, which it can range.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You're talking about the inspection costs. So you're saying there's going to be an inspection for an on-water facility and an inspection for a residential water permit?
There really is not an inspection on a residential water permit. It's pretty much just it takes us about an hour's worth of staff time processing papers and processing the paperwork and everything for residential water permits. So $25 is a rough estimate. John Hawes can probably speak to that a little better.
That's correct. I mean, what Riley said, we looked at it and discussed it with the staffs at the PK and Granbury and Limestone. The water permit doesn't require much outfield inspection at all, but there's some administrative costs just processing the permit change.
In regards to the on-water facility, it's a single inspection then?
It depends on the type of permit. If it's a transfer just from a name transfer, a property transfer, it oftentimes can be done in one inspection. If it's a new facility, it oftentimes requires at least two trips out there, usually one to go out there and help to see if it's allowable and there's not overhead wires or various things, and to talk about the size and all that. And then you go out there after it's completed and actually get the measurements, because then there's an annual fee based on the square footage and stuff. So it's at least two trips on new ones.
I just was curious. I mean, if a septic's 330, why is an on-water facility so much less? And I just was curious if it's the number of trips or...
We just looked at it from a standpoint of the amount of time that it takes a permit inspector to go out there. On average, we sort of figured about between 3 and 4 hours for an average one. And again, we're just, like I said, averaging between new ones and,
yeah,
and other ones, and just sort of because trying to get one fee that covers everything. And
But as opposed to a septic, you say this is an annual.
There is an annual fee. There is no annual fee, but the annual fee is, as Riley said, is really compensating us for their exclusive use of that area of the water. That's why it's priced per square foot and things like that. And this is just a one-time administrative fee, if you think about it. Really just a licensing fee, if you will, or permit fee.
How long are those permits good for? Like on an on-water facility or?
They're perpetual until such time as the owner of the permit transfers to somebody else, and then the new guy has to go get a permit.
Okay, how many times do we inspect boathouses annually, or just
annually?
Okay, but you're talking about all, not just things. You're talking about Dwight.
Sorry.
You're talking about when you say inspecting it annually. You inspect all of the docks at Limestone annually. One of the things, just to put it in perspective as far as the numbers, Cheryl had pulled me some information. In the case of docks, the on-water facilities, there are 406 docks at PK that we permit. I believe, is that what we actually charge for? That we charge for and receive a fee. Now, keep in mind that lessees may have docks, most of them do, but they don't pay a fee. It's
really?
They don't have a fee charged. It's considered to be included in their lease rate. They're not charged a fee, the lessees are. But so there's 400 that are non-lessees, and then at Lake Granbury, that's where the big one, there's nearly 3,000, 2,967 docks at Lake Granbury.
And do we inspect those annually?
Well, I don't know. Mike would have to answer what his schedule is.
Kingdom and Lake Granbury, we do not inspect annually. We inspect for a new dock. We inspect when the dock transfers. And then we do spot inspections when required. In other words, if we've got an inspector out on the water and he sees something on a dock that raises a concern in his mind, he can inspect that dock at that time.
Are you familiar with how the Corps does it on their lakes?
I am somewhat.
I mean, my recollection when we had a lake was I don't remember whether there's a 2 or 3 year permit that was, we had to renew every 2 or 3 years, and that was to basically pay the cost to have an inspector come out and inspect it every 2 to 3 years, whatever that time period was, to verify there were no issues that need to be corrected. Have we thought about doing something like that?
The amount of docks at Possum Kingdom and Lake Granby are significant, and quite honestly, we're limited a little bit by a manpower issue. That's not to say that couldn't change in the future.
Okay.
If I remember right, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they came around and looked at all the floating docks on Granbury, not the ones on stilts, but the floating docks, to advise the owners on the styrofoam update.
Well, what we're doing is, and I don't want to confuse it, we do have an ongoing inventory of docks. We're in the middle of that at Possum Kingdom right now, and we kind of stalled at Lake Granbury. That's to go out and take a look at what's on the water one time, take a look at what's on the water, make sure our measurements are right, and that we're receiving the proper compensation for what we have on the water. That's not an annual inspection.
And really quick, one thing, too. We looked at a number. I mean, everybody out there does it differently. There's no consistency in how folks charge for dock access and so forth out there. This is the way that the BRA has been doing it, except for the application fee, for a really long time. And instead of just introducing an entire brand new system into this and kind of turn things on end, we kind of felt it was probably better to just, for at least for now, to keep moving in the direction we've been moving, but at least try to cover our administrative costs. That, because one of the problems that they actually have, I guess, at a lot of these lakes are, a lot of times, it's fairly common for people to just make requests for a new dock, just to prove that it can be done, or with no real intent of getting a dock. And apparently our inspectors and stuff spend a lot of time just dealing with requests where folks just really never had an intention of actually getting a dock or something like that. And hopefully this will maybe help to discourage that a little as well. If we've got an application fee associated with, try to recover some of our costs.
What year is it that we have to have encapsulated foam on the lakes?
I'm not certain. Dwight may.
It's 2015 at Possum King.
What about Granbury?
We don't have a standard established, though. Granbury, for the most part, are fixed location docks. There's a few floaters, but mostly they're fixed.
Okay, what about Limestone?
Stationary.
So 2015. So in 2015, we're going to have to pretty much inspect all of the boathouses.
That's correct. There'll be an enforcement issue that goes with that.
And before all the folks that are out there, like the people that don't have encapsulated foam right now, they're going to have to pull a permit then.
That's
to put
correct.
Encapsulated foam.
They're going to have to. Most likely, they're going to have to pull a new permit. Okay. There are some that they can lift it up, put some new foam underneath, and that works, encapsulated foam. But for a lot of them, especially the old wooden docks, it's going to be almost a rebuild of the dock.
Okay. I think this is a temporary. I think this is a temporary fix, and we might ought to look at. We might ought to look at an every two or every 3 year having some kind of an inspection on the facilities. I don't want overkill here, but you know, with what's fixing to hit us at 2015, you're going to have to spend a lot of time out on the lake checking these docks.
I get them ready for it.
Did you say that this was just a partial recovery of what we spend administratively for those permits, or is this going to cover it, or are we talking about 10%? What?
We believe that it should cover, as best we estimate, on average, it will cover our cost to do that. So that was why it was priced this way.
But what Wade is talking about is really a different issue than what Riley's presenting, isn't that?
Yeah.
Wade's talking about establishing a inspection system on a periodic basis. You're talking about something we're already doing, but trying to recover.
Yes, this is just the one time where we're just transferring a permit name and things like that, and that'd be a cost. If you're going to have a routine inspection or annual, biannual, every 3 years, whatever, you know, if you a program, you may have a fee or cost for that additive.
Thing also that we're just trying to do with
yes.
This.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right here.
Okay.
Any further questions? Riley, John, thank you. Oh.